Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point with Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started, man. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. Some people are like, man, when was the next podcast coming? The thing is, y'all will be digesting all the other stuff that I said. So if you're missing me, go back and listen to something else, because you're going to catch something that you didn't catch the first time, or you might have a question. Because all the people that's listening, I don't know how many of you guys have hit me on Instagram or or Facebook. I want you to do that. Jason804, that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram. Jason804 brand on Facebook. You got to just add that word on that brand. But man, hit me up. I definitely want to. I'm curious. Facebook is where there's a great place to communicate. You know, you put comments. I want you to put comments on this. But definitely go ahead on that Facebook page. And man, you might not agree with nothing I'm saying or everything. Today, some things happened in the news that made me think about this, but also this brother is important and essential to what we're doing here. The reason why you're hearing my voice right now, and who better to have a conversation with than the fearless leader and CEO of ATL Podcast Network, my man. I call him BT. Brian Thomas in the building. What's going on?
Everything's lovely, man. I'm good.
Hey, man. I appreciate you stepping into this side of the things, which I know you do it all for some of the other podcasts, I'm sure. But
yeah, I know people get tired of hearing my voice sometimes, but it's
but they ain't heard you on this.
Yeah, I heard, they ain't heard me on this yet.
So I introduce you to all everybody here. Give them your social media so they can follow you.
Yeah, I am Brian Thomas, straight Brian Thomas on Facebook, BRIANTHOMS, and on Instagram, I'm $1,000,000BT, $1,000,000_BT. But ATL Podcast Network on Instagram is the where you really want to go.
Yep.
We post just about everything about every show. Mm. I try to promote the artists as much as I can. I mean, all the time.
How many shows on the network?
Man, right now we have a steady nine.
Strong nine right now.
A steady, strong nine. And every show, I love every show. Every show is different. Mm. Every show brings something to the table to entertain. Mm. I mean, it's good, man. Life is good when it comes to the network.
I want to say I appreciate this. This brother decided to start this purely because he wanted to help people get their voice out there, to create a platform for peers.
Yeah, pretty much is how it went down. It started off just having fun. I went to a party probably a few years ago, my cousin threw, and they wrote a bunch of questions down and they put it inside of a bucket. Mm-hmm. And there was all kind of questions, from sex questions, relationship questions, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So they started pulling these questions out, and we just had a good time that night. I mean, mm-hmm. we were drinking. It's like a conversation. Yeah. Party. So I said, you know what, I used to listen to a lot of satellite radio, and I'm like, I could do that. Then the podcast stuff started popping up. I said, I can do that. Mm. So that's kind of where it came. The first show, the Atlanta Adult Conversation Party, is pretty much what it started as. The same concept. Mm. We came up with questions. We went around the room. We recorded. We put it out, and it was funny. Mm. So
let's keep doing it.
So yeah, it just went on from then. More shows started popping up, but a platform for people who I thought were interesting, who I thought had a vision, who I saw had a need, you know, like yourself. You have a brand and you're trying to get that brand out there. I need somebody who has that motivation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's get Jason to show. Jason is an expert at fun.
Word. And that's real.
He knows how to get out there and talk to people. That's what I need on the network. And you go out and you do your thing, and people listen to you, and you bring in more people back to the network. You know what I'm saying? Infinite loop, man. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to these shows, like they say, the tide raises all ships. Mm. So as long as you bring it in and...
Time raises all ships. Hey, don't even gloss over that. They need to hear that. People be like, what does that mean? Yeah, the one tide. Yeah. All ships. So that's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
So and I wanted you to go through the growth of the podcast and talk about this process, because today's show, the topic is change is imminent.
Yeah.
Change is imminent. Are you ready for change? And that's a great question to ask people.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what the jump ball is in a minute, but just the topic, change is imminent. Are you ready for change? People don't think about, you know, we talked about what's next.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what's next is your plan. You yeah. say, all right, this is what I plan. But what happens when change comes?
Yeah. You know, they say, I think it was Tyson used to always say, you can plan, you can train, mm-hmm. you can have your whole thing laid out, what you going to do when change comes. Mm-hmm. But after you get hit in the face.
Yeah. Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Exactly. Yeah, Tyson did say that.
Exactly.
So eloquently.
Yeah, so, you know, as far as the network is concerned, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life, man. I have. But I've always been positive enough to know that eventually everything's going to be okay.
Mm.
You know, no matter how bad it gets, can't be bad forever. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I live by that. That's why I grin and bear everything, yeah, man. Yeah. People are like, why are you so happy? I'm like, because it don't matter. Whatever it is, it's going
to
be all right.
It's going to be okay. There's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the networking, people always talk about numbers and listeners and all that kind of stuff. That's not why I'm in this game. Mm. I'm not in this game to be like, you know, I've got over 200,000 listeners on this show or that show. Change gonna come and that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, mm-hmm. you can't push it. You can't make it happen. So you just ride along and be, you know, put out a good product and have a good time while you're doing it.
Put in that work.
So when change comes for me, when I see Jason's already at a level that, you know, I admire. But when I see him at a higher level than that, that's when I'm going to be happy. You know, that's mm-hmm. when the change that I want to see come. Not me making any money or doing anything, but the people who've hitched their horse to this, you know, to this ride, so to
yeah.
speak.
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. So, yeah, change. I don't know what's going to happen when change comes, but I know I'm going to be ready for as long as it's positive change.
As long as it's positive change.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is just the root of what we're talking about today. Change being imminent, man. I see, like I said, lived a lot of life.
A lot.
Seen things happen. For me personally, just in my personal journey, anybody who doesn't know, the goal was always, hey, I want to be on TV full time, regularly, household name, you see me on TV. But as the industry has changed, people are spending less time on TV.
Yeah.
And more time online.
Yeah.
So my vision has to change a little bit. Not saying the TV isn't a good avenue.
Yeah.
But how can I use this change to my benefit, which it has, this podcast?
Yeah.
And not always could reach the amount of people that we can reach now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world changed.
The world changed. Yeah. Here's something. I don't know if you've seen the Defiant Ones yet. Dr. Dre and mm-hmm. Jimmy. Iveen,
mm-hmm.
you got to watch that, because mm-hmm. these jokers talked about the music industry and everything that went into the music industry, all the production, you know, the genius of Dr. Dre, mm-hmm. all of that, like three episodes of it was, that's what all they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Then change happened. You know what change was?
What?
Napster.
Mm.
Ruined the entire record industry.
Mm.
So they had to change. You know what I'm saying? How did they change? They had to embrace technology. They had to embrace the thing that destroyed the whole industry.
You got to.
So you had Apple Music start coming on. You had these things start popping up. So they weren't, at the beginning, they weren't ready for the change.
At all.
It devastated the industry. Mm. But then they had to slowly adapt. So Dr. Dre and Jimmy was like, hey, I'm willing to start over to reinvent myself. Dre reinvented himself four times, I believe. Four times.
You know what I'm saying? Me too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So they weren't ready for the change, but they knew. What did they know? It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
I think you hit on something. Reinventing yourself and being okay with reinventing yeah. yourself. I've had to do that.
Yep.
My brand I had to redefine my brand several times from the time I started. This all started with hip hop.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All this other stuff I got, I ain't have it, dog.
Yeah.
I was rapping. That's it.
You know,
and still nasty yeah. with it, but just rapping. That's it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put out these records. I'm going to get a deal. Bang, bang, bang. You yeah. know what I mean? That was it. And all the, it has grown all these arms into something else, and I can still do music when I want to do it, mm-hmm. but I don't have to.
Well, Jimmy said something also. He said, when it comes to reinventing yourself, there's one thing that you have to let go of, and that's ego. And that's, for me.
Dang.
I should have got the bell.
Damn, we're going to get this bell one day. The listeners that never listened before, we're going to get this bell.
You got to let go of your ego, man, because holding on to something just because you want to be looked at a certain way or thought of in a certain light, you'll never be able to reinvent yourself because you're still trying to hold on to that thing. And every time when I heard him say that, I thought immediately about, you know, they catch monkeys in Madagascar, I believe what it is. You know how they catch them? Mm-hmm. They'll put something in the jar and they'll tie the jar to like a tree. Mm-hmm. They put like some fruit in the jar. Well, the monkey will reach his hand into the jar to grab the fruit and he won't let go and he can't get his hand out. So that's how they catch, catch monkies.
Wow.
He would be free if he just let it go and just take off running, but he won't that fruit so go. Bad
that
he won't. You know what I'm saying?
That is
crazy.
And
that's how we are with our ego, man. We'll have a car that we know we can't pay for. Mm-hmm. But everybody's seen us in that car. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm working for this car instead of working on trying to, you know, improve my brand and do something I really want to do. So I don't want to let this car go because people see me. Because
people see you.
They've identified me with success because of this car.
Because of this car. Hell with them things, dog. Exactly. Hell with things. Exactly. I just added that a long time ago when I got started this journey. I was like, man, things. I ain't attached to nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Because you can let go of your ego. So there you go.
Quick.
Yeah.
But it's funny, they see me and see what I do, and people probably think the total opposite. Like, Jason got a big head or his ego. I was like, man.
No.
Because my value is not based on how you think I look or how good I am. Like, that ain't, my value is not set there. So, hey, however you feel, you feel. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Performers and artists, you see them when they're, you know, walking at the Emmys, walking towards the stage at the Emmys or getting the Oscar, you know, something like that. You see that. But you don't see them going into these auditoriums doing these plays in front of 12 people at some community center somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't see them doing that.
I don't see that.
You don't see them taking these roles just, you know, to work on their art, their craft. You don't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
People listen to podcasts, man, and there's a lot of good podcasts out there. It is. But I want my podcast to be better than everybody else's. So, you know, some people record some and just throw it up. No, I got to have production on mine.
Yeah.
I got to have an opening and an ending. I got to change up the opening and endings all the time. I got to give everybody on a web page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to do all of it to make sure when Jason steps out and he points people toward the podcast network, they hear that hook. They hear that music coming on. They hear him coming in. It's a production. You got to be able to do that.
You got to be able to do that.
Because I want to be able to point anybody in any, you know, any influencer to my network, and they'll be able to see we got good products.
Exactly. Yeah. So we went further than we usually go. We went, got into the conversation, but we'll continue it. So y'all know the jump ball, for you guys that listened to the first time. Yeah. The jump ball is really like the debate or the landscape of this conversation. We started, change is imminent.
Yep,
we agree with that. But the jump ball is, I don't think most people think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think most people have given change a thought. Like you said, it just, we're reactive and just nature, humans. Yeah. We just reactive. We kind of just, you know, all right, I'm a put along and then something happened, then I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's not always the best way to do things. I think you may not know what you're going to do, but know that this ain't going to always be like this, you know.
But how about those people who are forced to force change? You know what I'm saying? Who actually have to be like, you know what, this is not working, and if I keep on doing this, I'm gonna be 56 years old doing the same thing over and over again.
That's how
the
I
definition
feel.
Of insanity. You know what I'm saying?
Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Exactly. So some people force change just to get the ball rolling, just to make sure, you know, they go and they what they do, they'll not sign a lease because sort of get them out of their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sell stuff that they know it will keep them there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll break up with boyfriends and girlfriends because as long as I'm with him or with her, I'm just gonna be here.
Yep, I ain't be focused on what I need to do.
What I need to do, you know, people who force
but you gotta
change,
do that.
You gotta do that.
Sometimes you gotta be okay with that, and that's. that's why I say people not thinking about it, but you hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Is that's how I want the people that I'm talking to start thinking. So yeah. Sometimes you gotta, make change.
You gotta force it.
Because I got a partner that steady complains about not having no bread.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no money, man. I ain't got no money. Or he can't do what he wants to do because he don't have any money. But I've told him, you probably need to not have that job no more. The job that you got,
mm-hmm.
it's comfortable for you to go over there.
Yeah,
real comfortable to get up, go over the job. You got your 2 weeks vacation or whatever. Your 3 weeks, you done worked up to that. If you go somewhere else, it's back to a week, whatever, which yeah. I think is crazy as hell that you got to work for your own time. That's sorry. That's a whole nother podcast, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm such a rebel. But
yeah.
the... I told him, hey, you got these other skills. Go after another position that'll give you more bread and possibly more free time to do the things that you want.
Yeah.
Force the change instead of continuously, year after year, you complaining about not having no money.
Yeah, and years go by quick.
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 Quick, dog.
So, a quick story. I used to work in a warehouse, mm-hmm. and I used to be an order puller. I used to, drive a truck, dropping off deliveries and mm-hmm. everything. This was when I first got married back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had called me. She was like, why you, how long are you going to be in that warehouse doing that? I mean, I'm like, I'm comfortable. I ain't doing, we go play ball after work. I got good friends.
Chilling.
I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
My old lady, she got a good job, whatever. She said, you got to do better. So mm-hmm. she put it in my head that I need to get in school. So I went to school for technology,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still working this warehouse job. And it's just like, I could see people that were going to work every day sitting in cubes. And I'm sitting in the warehouse pulling orders. I saw what I wanted to be and what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me going to school to see that there was a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So because you never exposed to that. I used to paint cars.
That's what
stuff,
I'm about
man.
To say.
Yeah, you never exposed to that. You don't know that there's an office building probably 20 minutes away with people who walk around drinking coffee all day when you in the warehouse.
Yeah, exactly. But again, you're being exposed and just your changing your surroundings a little
yes,
bit. And
yes.
I tell people all the time yeah. that if you are the smartest, have the most money, the most ambition in your circle, you need to change your circle.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have an influencer around you that's pushing you to the
absolutely,
next level.
Absolutely. So I'm in this warehouse and I'm in school and mm-hmm. I went and I got my first certification for technology, and it's old school. It's called a CNA. It was for a Novell. It's real technical, but it's an old service. We don't have them no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I got that certification, and it did something to me. It gave me a little confidence.
Mm.
So there's this place called Tech Systems. They usually find people jobs or whatever in technology. My first technology job. So I'm still at the warehouse, and this guy calls me. He said, "Hey Brian, how you doing, man? Look, I got a job for you. It's mm-hmm. at UAB Hospital, and it's a 2 week contract."
Mm-hmm.
I'm working a job I'm comfortable in.
Yeah,
this joke gave me an offer for a 2 week contract. I quit that warehouse job for a 2 week contract.
Wow!
But guess what happened at the end of 2 weeks?
What?
He found me another contract, and it was 4 weeks. Did that one. At the end of that, he found me another contract. It was 6 months. So I went from making probably $9 an hour mm-hmm. in the warehouse to my first contract job was $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got through contract, I was making $30 an hour.
Wow.
So
wow.
But it went a leap of faith. I had to make a change.
You had to make a change to get there.
I had to go out and be like, you know what? I've got to do this because I don't want to be sitting in the same place. I look around and I see these old cats walking around in this warehouse. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I can't do that person. Yes.
Because I see the trap and I can't knowingly walk into it.
There you go.
That's exactly what I did when I left corporate America. Exact same thought process. I'm like, I am doing all that I'm doing outside of here, and they making great money,
yeah.
but they hate their job, they hate their life, they can't spend the money they're making, and that's the path I'm on.
Yeah.
I got to make a change.
Yeah.
I got to make a change. So speaking of change, I said something happened in the news, and this is another reason why I want to talk to you. Okay, so the talk is that SoundCloud ain't making no money.
I saw that.
And SoundCloud may be shut down by the end of the year.
I saw that.
Now, for you guys that don't know what SoundCloud is, a lot of these new songs, the way they even make it to the radio, they started on SoundCloud. They put it on SoundCloud. They got all these SoundCloud.com. You go out there, you can listen to music for free.
Yep.
And big artist. I was just listening to Wild Thoughts. That's my new joint. It's dope. Wild Thoughts with Fabulous and A Boogie with the Hoodie. I love that song. By the time you listen to this, it might be old. But that song's not out anywhere else. It's just on SoundCloud. Yeah. But some of these artists, Lil Yachty's and all those, these artists, they came from SoundCloud. But the thought, they're saying that it may shut down. SoundCloud is a platform that our podcast is on.
Yep.
That feeds the other platforms.
Yep.
Change is imminent.
Yeah, I'm a very technical guy, though. So
you got to pay attention. Yeah. So for you,
I'm not worried about it.
Correct. But what it does is immediately, that's the first thing I thought about. I said, hell with the music. I mean, music will get out how you get out.
Yeah.
But I thought about it, I was like, so immediately my man has to now be just thinking about what we're going to do, how I'm going to do it. It's not a problem. It's just an action that needs to be taken.
It's an action, and it's a time period of work. Luckily, the reason why I could do what I do with the podcast is because I do everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
I pay no one any money to do marketing, self-sufficient, to do mixing, to do websites.
You've been listening to Jay-Z out.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I don't worry about that kind of stuff, because what ends up happening is I just rewrite everything and point it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Or I'll just house it all on. You know, there's an answer to that problem.
Yes,
it's a technical issue.
That's it.
SoundCloud's been good. I mean, it ain't that expensive, and I can put everything on now. But you're right. I'm okay. But for the person who doesn't know how to deal with change, who doesn't have an answer for it, who they whole inventory of music or whatever's about to be wiped out or something like that, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that we have. At one time, we used to take pictures. This is going to sound wild to some of you guys. We used to take pictures. When it got to the end of this film roll, we would open the camera. And we would take that roll of film to someone, and someone would develop these pictures, and then we'd go back and pick them up, and then we got physical pictures. And we go put them in a box or put them in a photo book. A book. You go to your mama's house right now, there's photo books for days with pictures.
Yep.
That sounds wild to some of you guys. Well, we are now in our digital space where you take most of your pictures on your phone.
Yeah.
So you lose your phone. Some of y'all lost some of your pictures. If the SD card gets corrupt, you lose some of your pictures. A lot of your pictures are housed on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the thought is like, what happened when Facebook shut down? Do you lose all those pictures?
Yeah.
We ain't even printed. So we're talking about history and stuff. They're still finding old buildings and finding markings on caves and stuff. Like, they're finding that people have found statues. Your legacy may be, which will be sad, but your legacy may just be in these pictures.
But you know, it's funny, as time goes on, our tastes change as well. I mean, Facebook is the thing, and I'm not really a fan of Facebook, really, because it's going the way of MySpace. It's like, it's so much to consume
that
you would rather not even get on it. And I do a lot of marketing on it, and that's my main thing to do on it, is just marketing stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like, one day, it's not going to be cool anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When that happens, they got to come up with something else to get you something else. And it's just like, what is that next thing going to be? It has to be something. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, it may go the way of, it may go away and all those pictures up there. How many pictures you have on MySpace? Do you remember? Do you remember your username or password?
I do, but that's because I'm so robotic with my
Okay.
I could log into my MySpace today,
which
is, I don't know if that's sad, because I might can log into my Black Planet right now. Oh,
I remember that one too.
But you, like you saying, all of those changed. I remember when I first saw Facebook, I was like, I'm not doing that. It was whack. It was whack at first. It just they hadn't figured it out yet, and I was like, nah, that's too confusing. I'm gonna be over here.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just talk to friends. I don't want to talk to my friends.
I used to work in a school system. I remember going and talking to a parent teacher meeting, and I was telling all the parents about this thing called Facebook. and how kids actually go online and are talking to each other, and y'all don't know anything about it. I mean, I'm educating. This parents. Is back the parents wow. to what Facebook was. They had no clue what it was.
Wow.
And it was amazing back then just to see the evolution of from there to where it, what it is now.
Yeah.
Kids don't even like Facebook. Facebook for grown folks now.
Exactly. Hey, they have switched gears.
Switched gears.
But that's something that we have to know because
yeah.
we're in this digital space and in marketing and finding out how to get our information out, how to get a product out.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that most, so I'm saying that most people aren't even thinking about a lot of this stuff. My head probably hurts. It should hurt with how much thinking I do. And people see, that's another reason why we do this podcast is people see the fun side, the silly yeah. side, but don't realize that everything's deliberate.
Yeah.
I don't do nothing by mistake.
Yeah.
And so I'm always thinking about the change or what I got to do different. Or, you know what? This is not working in these last couple of months. I just made a change about a week ago that I think people can feel right now. But there was a brain shift, and I started doing some things a little different digitally
mm-hmm.
And seeing things, perspective, which was another show, seeing things a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking like that.
Yeah, I completely agree. People don't think about stuff like that, but a lot of times, and this is, I'm not trying to get political, but this is when people talk about voting and talk about what do you think about healthcare and all this kind of stuff, most Americans, I'm going to say most, a lot of Americans are just trying to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the luxury of researching into the healthcare, you know,
down to the minute details.
And,
truth,
you know, they don't have time to form a complete opinion of Donald Trump or anything like that.
Truth,
they're trying to go to work and trying to get the kids, you know, to bed and get the clothes ready for tomorrow and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
so they can't think about change. They can't even think about the stuff that we obsessively think about. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And so it's kind of like, okay, this is important. This is something that I think of because I got to know when SoundCloud shuts down. What am I going to do if they shut down or if
somebody else buy them and they change the.
Yeah, exactly. Or if a show I got on the network, like I can't, you know, get the product out in time or if I can't get, you know, get them in the studio, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got to think about what's next. What's the next show? What's the next thing I'm going to bring to the platform? So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But I got to have an answer for every change. Yeah, I got to have an answer for it.
Definitely.
But for some people, they're not thinking about it, man. They're not thinking about it. Yeah.
And I want to push our listeners, our people to start thinking about it a little bit more. Like you said, most people are just trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
But just spend a little time thinking about, you know what? I hope this conversation sparks that. That's what we do this for. I just want to spark a conversation about, you know what? I do need to think about what happened if I lose my job. You know how some people say that you two checks from the poorhouse?
Yeah.
And that's kind of real for a lot of people. I think it's a statistic that says that it takes 6 months to catch up. If you miss two checks, it's 6 months of catch up.
Yeah.
And that's crazy,
to
even think that it's going to take me 6 months if I miss two paychecks.
Yeah. And a lot of us are in positions at work where when we find out is in that board, in that big conference room, when they're telling everybody that we're going to let everybody go or whatever.
Yeah.
We don't have any insight into what's going on in the company. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're in accounts payable, you're just paying bills for the company. You don't have your ear to the wall or whatever. But if you have somebody in those rooms that you can't go in to kind of tell you, then you have a little heads up. Or if you're a valuable member of any company where, you know, it's a luxury to keep you around, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, you mm-hmm. will. But yeah, you miss one paycheck for some people, it's awful, old. Man. It's awful.
And just to stay on the path of change, there's so many things changing around us all the time. Like we just talked about in the digital space. You talk a phone company might buy another one and then their whole process changed. You're like, wow, I ain't even think about. Because some people be like, oh, I don't care. It was a hostile takeover or whatever. They took them over and they bought them. And be like, it ain't going to affect me none. Then you find out, wait a minute, what's this extra fee?
Exactly.
What's these extra fees I'm paying?
Exactly.
Again, just a change is all around us. It's going to happen. I had a partner. I got another partner that is very nostalgic. And growing up, he said, "Man, when I grow up, I want to buy a house in this neighborhood that we grew up. I want, as a matter of fact, I want to buy my parents' house. I'm gonna move them out. I just want to live here. I want everybody just to move back to the neighborhood. We just keep it like it is." Yeah. And idealistically, that's great. You know what I'm saying? Because we love each other as friends, as brothers. We love each other, and we want to be around each other every day. But that situation probably don't fit everybody.
Exactly.
You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So change has to happen. I never thought that I'd be living in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could have just as well lived in Richmond, Virginia my whole life.
Yeah.
But there had to be a change because I wanted to do something else. I couldn't do what I wanted to do there. You know? Yeah.
So what do you think keeps people? Because I'm from Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. And I know the people there don't really want to be there.
Mm.
It's like they missed their opportunity years ago to change.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? For one reason or another, that, you know, when you climb the top of the diving board, you got an opportunity to jump. It's high, but you got an opportunity to jump off. But there's a bunch of folk behind you, but you still say, screw it, I'm going to walk back down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jump.
I'm not going to jump.
There's a lot of people that I know who just will turn around and just go back down that ladder and be like, I'm okay here. And
I'm
just,
okay.
Instead of just changing their life and jumping off and be like, you know what? I can't stay here. I had a conversation with my homeboy a little while ago, last weekend, and he's like, man, I don't even have a passport. Man, he said, I've never even been on a plane. Never in his life.
Wow.
And this is one of my closest friends. I never knew this. Mm. This is one of my closest friends. He had a lot of sinus problems, so he couldn't fly for real. But it's like, now it's all fixed. I said, what's your problem now? What's going on? What you going to do? Man, I'm going to do it. I said, dude, we getting old. Don't be 50, 60 years old and still saying the same thing.
I ain't got on no plane.
It's
crazy world. It just sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Just get a passport.
This joker drove to Miami.
You live in Atlanta. It's $200.
He drove to Miami. He drove to and from Miami. From Birmingham.
Wow, this is the bottom of the bottom corner of this map. This is the bottom of Florida.
So yeah,
So change is imminent, and we can harp on it. And I could talk about how many different things or how change affects us. Movies used to be $9. Now you go to the movies, it's $13 or $14 to go to the movie. So now dinner and movie is a bill. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You used to buy a cell phone for $100-some. Now you got to lease them for $30 a
exactly.
month.
It's just like our parents tell us about penny candies and stuff. Like change. If you don't know, if you can't just apply your knowledge of life that things have changed over time, that means it's going to change going forward. And we're not teaching that to the people that's younger than us.
Yeah.
Just drive me crazy. The thing that's not changing is curriculum. Curriculum is changing. Well, it's not changing for the positive. They're taking cursive and algebra out. And I'm like, you know, you actually do use X equals.
Yeah.
You do actually use that.
Yeah.
But they're still teaching. And again, this is a whole nother show, so I'm not going to get into it. But because I got somebody I'm going to bring in and we're going to talk education a little bit. But there's no way that if somebody graduated in 1997 that they're teaching the same stuff to the person that graduated in 2007.
Yeah.
Don't make sense. The world changed. Yeah. How the curriculum didn't change. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you decided to go to school and go get these technology certifications. But in school, they was telling you, pass this English, pass this history, and do these two basic maths and go figure it out.
Yeah.
That don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that's another soapbox. Give me a true box detergent to stand on. Ding. But change is imminent. I think people aren't thinking about it. I want them to think about it. And are you ready? That's the question. That's the question you leave the show today thinking, am I ready for change? And you're not going to be ready for every change.
But you can have a go bag.
Yeah.
What a go bag is?
What's a go bag?
A lot of survivalists, and thinking what about the zombie apocalypse going to come and the end of the world, whatever. They have bags that's ready to go.
Mm.
Like they actually plan for this.
Yeah.
With MREs, meals ready to eat, and they have the bullets, and they have the everything in this bag that's in the closet somewhere.
Yes.
So when the shit hit the fan,
we can
they
ride.
They grab that bag and they gone.
Listen, people do that when they having kids, yeah, right? They got a bag ready. Be like, if something happened, I can grab this bag. We headed out.
So you got to have a go bag. It ain't gonna have everything in it, but it's gonna have enough for you to survive.
Wow, that's a great piece to leave with, man. Yeah. What's in your go bag?
There you go.
Dang.
There you go.
What's in your go bag, man? What skills? What kind of vision, what kind of plan, and how are you taking the skills you've acquired through, like, that's major.
Yeah.
Go bag. We might start selling go bags. I'm just saying. I'm a hustler. But anyway, I appreciate you guys tuning in again. Thank you, BT, for being here, man. A great conversation. CEO, a visionary for ATL Podcast Network, the engine that makes this thing go. So I definitely want to give you just reciprocate that, because people don't need to know that too. They just need to know that there's a mind and somebody behind the scenes that's helping us push this thing forward. And I appreciate it, brother. So
no problem, man.
So, hey, man, a lot of things coming up. I don't know when you listen to this, so that's why I don't drop what's happening. Just again, follow Jason804 on Twitter. Follow Jason804 on Instagram. Jason804 brand on Facebook, and follow ATL Podcast Network. Don't forget to tune in every single Monday. Every single Monday to IBNX Radio. That's IBNXRadio.com/JC Squared, so you can listen to my radio show. And you know, that's always crazy. JC Squared on the air every single Monday, 7 to 9. This has been Running the Point with Jason Carey, and we out of here.
See you.